We continue now with Mishari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois Nun Aleph, Shir number 76. We just concluded yesterday the 20 different principles of Tshuva. We said there are 19 principles of Tshuva. To attain a real complete Tshuva, of course, the three main points, Azivas Achet, leaving the Chet behind, Charata, remorse, feeling bad about what one did, and Vidui, confession. Those are the Ikrei, the main parts of Tshuva. These other aspects of Tshuva are also to create and reinstate that relationship that was lost between the person and Hashem. We said the 20th principle is to bring others back to do tshuva as well. And we mentioned Alam de Poishim de Rachecha. David HaMelech tells us, I'm going to teach the Poishim. I'm going to teach the sinners the proper way. One of the best ways of teaching is leading by example. It's leading by example. Being a person who davens with a minyan, being a person who has starim, fixed set times that he learns every single day, being a person that he gives tzedakah, does chesed, this is alamda poishim derechecha. I'm going to teach the sinners. Sometimes you might not have to say one word. I know someone told me that he was approached by somebody who saw him in shul, but after davening, he sits down, he says Tehillim. So someone comes over to him and says, you know, I see you say Tehillim after davening every day. That encouraged me to say Tehillim after davening as well. I want to thank you. So the person relates a story to me. He says, I had no idea anybody saw what I was doing. I was saying Tehillim. Alam de poishin de rechecho. Now, we also mentioned this, sometimes we do have to say something in a polite way, in a positive way. We now begin in the 51st discussion of the Sefer Shari Tshuva and Shar Aleph, a different discussion, obstacles to Tshuva. And there are 24 main obstacles that prevent Tshuva. Now, let's understand. It doesn't mean a person cannot do tshuva. When we say it prevents tshuva, it doesn't mean he cannot do tshuva. It means the tshuva process will be much more difficult. And let's explain. Hinei shalmo beyur ikri tshuva. We finished, we completed discussing the principles of tshuva. Va'ata sim libcho lizbainin ba'dvarim ha'ma'akrim es tshuva. Now let's understand those different categories, the list which we'll discuss in the next paragraph, of things that prevent a person, hold them back from doing tshuva. Kimishapirik uloi, person who takes off the yoke of responsibility of these things, v'nichshol be'echad mihem tamid tshuvasei kasha. So what this person is doing to himself is he's creating a difficulty in doing tshuva. And I'm going to repeat. It doesn't mean he cannot do tshuva. He's creating a difficulty. Let's give a little example. Can you drive your car with emergency brake on? The answer is yes. You can. You shouldn't do it. It's not good for your car. But the car will move to some degree. It might stop and move a little forward. You might get a lot of screeching sounds, and the people on the block will start looking, where's that coming from? Person will be able to do tshuva, but it's going to be much more difficult. And therefore, the goal is to understand what these 24 principles that are going to prevent a person, a ma'akvim as a tshuva, of doing tshuva, and to make sure that we do tshuva from them and avoid them going forward. In Kashalto be'echod mehem, chazak ve'ematz lishpach siach. If a person stumbled, kashalto, if he fell to this, these 24, which we'll see in the list, we'll begin at the marmit Hashem. He has to strengthen himself even more to daven to Hashem for more siyat v'shemai v'heriv tefilot v'tachnunim v'heriv, heriv is a lotion of harbe. Like, just like we say in Tehillim, heriv kabseini me'avoini, heriv kabseini, harbe kabseini, wash my sin away a lot. Person has to increase his tefillah. Hashem, please, please, please help me. Sometimes people don't realize that all of a sudden they're out of a bad situation. They have no idea how it happened. And they don't even realize. They forgot. They were diving to Hashem with all their heart. And that's what did it. Herev tfilo betachnonim. Ve'ezor chayil lekayim kol dvar ikri atshuva. And strengthen yourself to make sure you fulfill all the ikri atshuva, the principles of tshuva that we finished learning. V'soysif lekach b'hem min adorochim ashe yizbaru b'shar haravi. And then he says, also you have to make sure that the person wants to do a proper tshuva will follow the approach that I discussed in Shar Dalid. We're now in Shar Aleph, so we have ways to go. V'simsul chanino v'sinosayin l'rachamim. The person over there, he'll learn what has to be done in Shar Dalid. Hashem will accept his tefillahs. A person has to always know Hashem will accept his tefillahs. If it's sincere, a person comes back to Hashem says, I forgive you.